truly alone. The long walk to the target seems to take forever. I'm carrying 90 pounds of equipment and wearing a bomb suit that weighs another 80 pounds. Sweat drips into my eyes, and my visor is beginning to mist up in the fearsome tropical heat. The Colombian jungle commandos have taken up fire positions in the mountains that tower above the incident control point, the ICP. Their job is to stand between me and a sniper's bullet. 75 meters to go. I'm halfway to the target vehicle. The twin flex firing cable snakes out of my carrying case as I go. I'm a 31-year-old captain, and once again I've been pitted against our unremitting adversary, the IRA. The provisional IRAs, Columbia 3, Niall Connolly, James Monaghan, and Martin McCauley, at least two of them who are known to us as expert bomb makers, have been charged by the Colombian authorities with training FARC rebels in the construction of IEDs, improvised explosive devices, but have fled the country. I've been deployed there as part of a mission to teach the Colombian operators how to outmaneuver them. I'm struggling to see. My visor has completely steamed up now. I wipe away the condensation with a cloth. The humidity in this place is outrageous. I go over the threat assessment again. There are